This year was a blur, right, bro?
Yeah, it's been a very extremely busy year, man. Busy year, a lot of going on both ends. But we're here. We made it through. You know, we pressed our way, and it's about to be 2023, and you know, bigger than better than ever.
It's your boy Mookie.
And your favorite color in the world, brown.
And we're the hosts of the 30 to Life podcast, where we break stereotypes, build legacies, and help others along the way.
Tune in every Friday for stimulating conversations about the Black experience and just everyday life. So how are you redefining your Black experience?
30 to Life is more than a podcast.
It is an experience.
We have went on a journey. We have grown. We have broken stereotypes. I mean, I just remember early in the year, they with your do-rag, and they thought you had a white wife and everything and all this other stuff. Like, you changed the culture, right? Because they shouldn't be thinking that. Why do you think once a Black man start getting successful, they think he with a white woman? Didn't Kanye say that? What Kanye said? I mean, I ain't talking about Kanye, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Kanye wound up marrying a white woman, so that's a little different. You know, I think it's just sad that that's always, like, not always the first thing, but it's one of the first things. And I think it's, you know, societal expectations, you know, it's just negative stigmas towards Black people. And the list can go on, but at the end of the day, yes, I'm married to a beautiful Black queen, and I have two beautiful Black kids, and we're redefining our Black experiences by, you know, building legacies, you know, redefining our financial wealth, redefining our mental health. And, you know, this being a unit that is going to do good things. And I'm sure you can relate. I'm sure you're doing great things right now. Congratulations on the home ownership. I know this isn't your first home ownership, you know, venture, but this is the big one, you know. So congratulations. Doing big things with that, you know, moving next month. How's that going along, brother?
You know, I don't think it hasn't hit me yet, right? Because I'm still, like, you know, just busy with work and everything else in between. But, like, I am starting to get into, like, a utopic state of mind, right? Like, just filling with, like, joy and just, I'm just, yeah, happy, right? You know, it's something I wanted to do. And, you know, it always feels good to accomplish your goals. So, you know, I'm just planting my roots and, you know, trying to, you know, live what I preach, right? Which is redefining my Black experience. So, you know, and it's been a beautiful journey this entire year.
Did you take any of the tips? Because, you know, home ownership is a big thing. You know, it's not something that, you know, you could just walk into a store and purchase. You know, it's a big process, a lot of time and energy involved in it. But we know we've done a couple of shows that have, I guess, dropped a lot of gems. So I was just wondering if any of those shows assisted you or aided you in that process of, you know, becoming, you know, multiple.
I think one, Rich Dad Poor Dad, right? Just put in the perspective that, like, a home is, if it's not like a rental property, is like a liability. So I do have that perspective with a home, because by his definition, you know, assets put money into your pocket, liabilities take money out of your pocket. So I'm not going into buying a house like, oh, it's going to, like, bring me income or anything like that. Like, I went into that perspective when buying my home, right? As opposed to looking at it like, hey, like, I gotta have the gold sink and all this other stuff that really, like, don't really bring value to the home. It's just more of being practical when buying a home. Another thing that I did, I think, which most people should do, is, like, shop around for rates, right? And then get them to bid for your business as opposed to like taking the first mortgage or pre-approval that you receive from the bank, right? Because, you know, you could go to one like credit union or go to a major bank and then go to like a mid-sized bank and then go to their competitor and, you know, get them all to like give you a pre-approval, all of them to give you a rate or, you know, some grants or anything like that. And then take that pre-approval letter that you have and send it to a competitor. So then they'll beat that. And then once they beat that, you can take it to someone else. And, you know, then you put yourself in getting a competitive rate. And like if their fees, some banks charge higher fees than the other, so you can get the other to waive it and stuff like that. So it's no different than like, I would say like when you go to a store and you're like, oh, Walmart has it at this price and Target has it, you know, slightly lower and you, and then they'll match it in that instance. So you do that the same when it comes to like your mortgage. So I did that as a consumer from that side. And then it's just like learning like the area, you know, comparables and talking to neighbors and driving around at night and, you know, all those like small things that people do when they're looking at a potential area. So definitely used a lot of their things. And I think like the mortgage thing is like the one thing that I think a lot of people may take the first rate, right? No different than like when you get your car, right? Because I remember when I first got my car, the dealership gave me a rate and I just took it, right? As opposed to like going to a credit union or someone else. And a lot of times that's where like you're going to pay the most interest, right? If you just go with what that person is offering the first time. So that helps you save interest. And then like just for like other little things, I'd use the same thing. Like if you're looking at your insurance and you're looking at what else do you pay in terms of it, right? Mainly like the insurance or like security systems or anything like that that you add, like you can like get people to match like what their competitors are doing. So I use that every day, like anyway, like, so I just make sure to use that in there as well. But yeah, it's been a good journey. And I'm thankful, grateful, you know, to be able to do this for my family. And
I feel like we have a lot of good content, good educational content, you know, whether it's, you know, from a CPA or real estate, cryptocurrency, you know, entrepreneurship, we have like a lot of hours of information with that stuff in there. So, and I know like, you know, part of this journey is interviewing Black entrepreneurs and there's people that are just doing their damn thing as my son walks in. Hi, son. Babe! you know, we have so much content that I feel like, you know, we should be repurposing that content for multiple reasons. Thank you. Thank you for grabbing our son. But yeah, repurposing that content for multiple reasons. And, you know, like I said, you know, we have a lot and people could go into our past episodes and listen to our past content and learn a lot. And, you know, if you're interested in starting a book or interested in opening a business or just getting into real estate, you know, getting into car rentals, we haven't done Airbnb yet, which we should. But all of those things, like, we have content for that. So let's go check it out. But yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned the real estate. So I just want to make sure to plug that episode. That is episode 102, Closing the Wealth Gap through Real Estate with David Ball. Awesome episode. Make sure you check that out. If you are looking to buy your home or invest in real estate, with good, great episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the end of the year, right? You know,
yes.
It's a few hours till 2023. And now I mentioned all those good episodes, but also let's do a quick recap about, you know, some of the past episodes that we listened to or that we conducted this past year. And yeah, let's just do a year in recap and, you know, talk about what the expectations are for next year and give the people what they want, education.
Yes. So earlier this year, I believe it was like January 8th or around that time frame, our first episode for the year was on homeschooling, which is like, I think this is like our second most popular episode, right, on the homeschooling. Because in our community, there has been a rise in the homeschooling of our children. So that episode with Dr. Ali Coleman. Khadijah, yes. She was a great episode. I actually shared it a couple weeks ago with a couple of moms who were discussing homeschooling for their children. I was like, hey, we got a great episode on there that goes into the ins and out of it and the resources that was in that show notes as well. I sent it over. And I thought that episode was great because I didn't really start thinking about homeschooling until during the pandemic last year, early last year, where it was something like, wow, I see like the development of my daughter. And I was like, homeschooling is the answer for a lot of, you know, a lot of people in general, right? Why not just have, you know, the mother and the father, you know, participate in like educating their children, right? And like you look at like the statistics, like it's like the numbers are like blatant, right? That, you know, homeschool kids fare well in a lot of areas versus like kids that don't. So after listening to that episode, it definitely like piqued my interest even more.
Yeah. No, I agree. It definitely encouraged me to even consider homeschooling because I mean, it wasn't even a forethought in my head, before, but like after that episode, it definitely, you know, I don't want to say it opened up Pandora's box, but it definitely gave me more of an interest in exploring it. Because there's benefits. I mean, there's positives and negatives to it. You know, you kind of have to worry about the social aspect of it. But as long as you're supplementing it, you know, with other things, I think ultimately you'll be fine. But yeah, so you know, we then went on to the next episode, which was Redefining Black Women in Tech with Regina Gwynn. And she's the co-founder of Black Women in Tech Talk. So, you know, this episode was absolutely a great episode to start the year off, right? With we didn't start the year off with it, but we started in January, so it was the third episode of the month. But long story short is, you know, it was definitely inspirational. It was definitely informative that Black people need to get into tech, and Black people are into tech, and we're growing into tech even more. We have great tech ideas, and that episode helped me realize that you know we're not as numerous in tech as we should be, as I want us to be. We're getting there. And we have those big events like Black Afrotech, and one of the people that we interviewed last year, Nashley Cephas, you know, she's into tech. So Black people are into tech. And as we further go into a couple of our episodes, you know, you'll start to see that, you know, we're more into tech than we probably give ourselves credit for, but we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, agreed. That was a great episode, like conference dedicated specifically, you know, Black women in tech. I think that's key. And it's much needed and stuff like that. Just kind of normalize it, right? Because a lot of times, like growing up, like it wasn't like, oh, you have to go into tech. It was more like, you know, figure it out kind of in a lot of instances. But we know when you go into tech, regardless of what the job title is, like you on average get paid more, right? And, you know, you gain a skill that, you know, is not easily replaceable, right? So it gives you kind of job security. If you're not going into like, you know, healthcare or like, you know, specific finance or accounting or like these core jobs that we have. So I think it's important that we talk about it and people just put it on their radar as an option for their major, for like for their kids, right? To go into some STEM related field.
Yeah. So then we went on to like, you know, you got to throw some crypto in there. So we talked to our boy Savon Springer and we got into the metaverse and blockchain. And this was one of my favorite episodes of the year because I just learned a lot and I got the opportunity to talk crypto with somebody who is extremely knowledgeable. So, you know, I call this guy Baby Shaq because he has a very distinctive voice. And it's a cool voice. It's a cool voice, but it's very distinctive. It just reminds me so much of Shaquille O'Neal. But so imagine Shaquille O'Neal talking about cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah. He could do voiceovers. Yeah, exactly.
He could definitely do a Shaq voiceover. But it's like Shaquille O'Neal talking about cryptocurrency. So it's a really entertaining episode. It's really informative. If you know nothing about cryptocurrency, you know, it might be little technical for you. I mean, he does break it down to simple terms, but you know, if you're someone who has a general understanding of cryptocurrency and wants to delve deeper into it, I do suggest listening to episode 86 of our 86 of 30's Life podcast.
All right, I gotta go to the episode they put a battery in my back. I forgot all about this episode. Episode 88 with Asia Christian, the CEO Coily. Oh my god, she was. Yes. I think by the time she was 15, she got an app that was featured on Forbes.
12. Now I'll say it's always interesting interviewing. You know, people that are doing so much better than you at a younger age. It just makes me reflect on, you know, all the past mistakes I've made. I'm like, why the hell did I do that? I should have been doing this, but yeah. What were you going to say?
Yeah, she was crushing it, right? Like, she developed I think it was called 5.0 app, and it was featured by Forbes, CNN, BuzzFeed, all these other places. She had STEM Guyana nonprofit teaching robotics and app development. And then she had her new app, which was Coily, which was basically, you know, Black woman hair shopping experience. Right. And she did all of this. And I think she's how old was she? 22, 23 when we interviewed her. But she did all of this before she was 18. Right. Basically. For a lot of this stuff. And then she took a break, and then she came back with to start Coily. So it was phenomenal. Like, she definitely motivated, inspired me in more ways than, you know, I didn't even think about it at this point. Right. Cause we interviewed her. This came out in February, in March, but we interviewed her early February. Right. So it gave me the extra push to really transition into tech. Right. I think this was one of the interviews that helped me with that process. Just to show you can, basically she did it when she was, 13 or 12, whatever she was, we could do it.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. So, it was inspiring. I was super motivated, and I passed this episode on to parents or teenagers, basically, to share this. But this one was an amazing episode, and she definitely redefined the Black experience all the way through. So humble, when she was talking about her nonprofit, I think that was more of it. She had the success, but she was I want to give, to Guyana. I want to start this. She said she has over 60 locations. I was just really impressed, and it was truly inspirational. And I think she is doing phenomenal things, and definitely have to give her flowers, because she's still in her early 20s, and who knows when she's 40, she probably can cover her Forbes, with we always talk about a publicly traded company, billionaire. She could be very well one of those people who create something that really redefines tech when you start thinking about Black people, right? So hats off to her.
Yeah. Nope. I have to agree. That was definitely a very inspirational episode. Not the only one, though, because I'm about to mention my most favorited episode of the year. Well, I can't say it's the most favorited, because there's just so many to choose from, but I would say this is definitely top three. And so I'm going to go with episode 97. I'm going to jump a little bit, go to episode 97. I'm going to go with Marcus Whitney, Mr. Venture Capitalist himself. So this episode is multi-layered in terms of the inspiration. And I say this because, he's, a father, and he turned his life around. Not saying I didn't know his. He really go into his deep history, but I said he turned his life around, meaning he lives comfortably now off of the work that he's put in. And but the thing that I took about, or took most from that episode, was not the wealth he amassed, but his self-confidence and his understanding of who he was, and the fact that his, and I'm not going to say it the way he said it, but he basically phrased it as, his own personal ingredient to what the world is, you know, that's unique to himself. And that episode definitely sparked a lot of continuous thought processes in my head, because, you know, I often wondered, you know, what is my own unique ingredient for this, you know, course or this meal in this world? And, you know, that uniqueness of myself is what is the ingredient, and I have to just hone in on that uniqueness. But yeah, not to get too deep in the episode, because I want you to listen to it, but yeah, that episode definitely top three. Learned a lot just about life, but also venture capitalism.
Yeah, that was an amazing episode as well. You know, he didn't go too deep in anything, but in his backstory, but he was a college dropout. He was self-taught. He was a waiter, and then now, you know, he built this amazing company that you know, is impactful to black startups everywhere, right? And just the startup world in general. So he's redefining the black experience, right? Like he has a best-selling book and so much more. So definitely check out that episode. That is episode 97. That is definitely something to put on your list to listen to if you haven't listened to it yet in 2023.
We do have another great episode, or a few other great episodes after that one. But, you know, I know we have to save some time. So I want to jump into possibly the second or first favorite episode of the year, which is one of the most recent episodes, which is with the homie Cedric Nash. How to become a millionaire in the 6 levels of wealth. So we're going to spend some time on this because, you know, we did go to an event, and we're going to talk about that event in shortly. But, you know, this episode was a cool episode for multiple reasons. You know, Cedric doesn't like cryptocurrency that much. and I would love to, on later episodes, go into more about cryptocurrency with him, but I really can't talk much because I'm not a millionaire. So at the end of the day, he has that over me. But I know this episode was definitely another inspirational episode. You know, he was or is someone that I can look up to because, you know, he started from the bottom. He started from the ground, and he built his empire brick by brick to where he is now. And, you know, he didn't sugarcoat it. It was a long, arduous process. But, you know, the picture that he paints is if you stay with the course and you stick to the plan and your plan and your process, you know, eventually you will get there. It's not an overnight process, but eventually you'll get there and you'll become a millionaire. You just have to go through the process. And, you know, we're going to go into like the actual Black Wealth Summit shortly, but you know, that event right there was an awesome event. Learned a lot, networked with a bunch of people, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, Black people, we have what it takes. We have the knowledge, we have the people, we have the resources, and that event made me or helped. I left feeling hopeful. I left feeling inspired that, you know, we're going to be okay as long as we have events like this and have conversations like this and, you know, have people talking about economics and finance. And yeah, it was just a great episode and a great event.
Agreed. Cedric, you know, your millionaire mentor, he really was transparent in terms of the journey of an entrepreneur and how difficult it is, regardless, you know, of your skin color, right? Like, it is very difficult to be an entrepreneur, right? And he was realistic about it, because I think a lot of times on social media, we kind of like glorify what that experience could be like. And he really showed, like, you know, he was on his last ends, right? In all aspects, and he overcame that, right? And another thing is, if you notice from all the people that we interviewed, including Cedric, you know, you get to this level of success, and at least the people we interviewed, the common theme was they always gave back in some aspect, right? And Cedric created, you know, the Black Wealth Summit as his, you know, philanthropic or, you know, his way of giving back to the community. And it started off with something small, and we just went to it, in October, and it was, you know, close to 1,000 people at this summit, and it showed like the impact that you can have. And it doesn't just have to be you, right? I think a lot of times people just focus on their success, right? But I think you can measure someone by the success that you allow other people to accomplish as well, and just sharing those knowledge, right? That's one of the things that we talk about is, you know, giving to others, lifting others as you climb. And in his summit alone really showcased that.
So what was like one of the things that you remembered or learned from the actual summit? Because, you know, we learned a lot from the podcast or the episode. But then, you know, going to the summit, that was a different type of learning. You know, one of the things that I could mention off the back of my head is the fact that there are just tons of Black people that are doing their thing out here. Like I felt like I was someone who was, you know, on track, doing the right thing, even though I am, but like there are other people doing it too. And it was just a breath of fresh air to see other people that are, you know, have that same mentality, that growth mentality, that entrepreneurship mentality, that network mentality. And, you know, I just found that very refreshing to say that, for lack of better terms.
Yeah, to be honest, the thing that stood out to me was, I forgot his name, but his last name was Muhammad. I think you remember him. Basically, he was saying that, like, today, like, we have no excuses why, like, we shouldn't be talking about wealth, building wealth at the dinner table, right? He said something about change the conversation. And I think, you know, for our listeners now, is to ask, like, when you're with your peers, when you're with your family, do you talk about, you know, managing your money? Do you talk about investing? Do you talk about career development? Do you talk about technology? Do you talk about crypto? Do you have these conversations that will, you know, push your family or your peer group forward in terms of building wealth? And another point that he talked about was, like he was saying, there's no excuse, right? We have access to all of this information on our phone. He was saying we used to have to go to a library, look at encyclopedia, and now we have that within seconds on our phone. So the knowledge is there. It's just more of the action there. He was saying he wished he had this access when he was younger, because Lord knows where he would be today. So, you know, those two things for his conversation, it was funny and it was comedic, you know, his message that he was given, but it was so true at the heart of it.
So, you know, as both our children are making noises in the background.
And mind you, she's on a different floor and she's still super loud. I'm like, hey, like heavy footed kids.
As both of them, you know, I mean, it's like they took turns at the end of the day. But what are you expecting, or I guess, like, what do you want to see from the podcast in 2023? You know, I like the fact that we interview Black people, and not only just Black people, but Black people that are just really crushing their careers, crushing their businesses, and crushing their dreams. And I hope to see more of that. I hope to have more interesting and outgoing and inspirational people on the show. But yeah, you know, 2023, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a grind still, because, you know, we're not multimillionaires yet. But I'm looking forward to just enjoying the journey now. You know, I felt like in 2022, I was just more so interested in getting to the end goal. But then I realized that, you know, there's so much in between that I'm missing. And, you know, I just want to work on just enjoying the journey instead of just focusing on the end result or the goal.
Yeah, that's a word. That's a preach. I think a lot of times, I think most people who like ambitious or just like goal oriented, like they, you know, get to end result. But once you get to end result, then you want the next thing, right? And you miss the experience in between that. And I think the quote, I forgot, it was a great quote where it was like, you know, enjoy the journey and don't miss out on the views, right? Like, because you need to remember that, you need to document it, right? And I think sometimes we focus on, like, let's say it's like we go to school, we graduate, but we don't, you know, document the experience between it, right? Like the highs, the lows, what you learn, like putting yourself like in a retrospective where you're just like thinking about like where can you improve, where you could do better. And like we can help other people do the same stuff faster, right? When you acknowledge like those experiences, right? And then also like you put too much pressure on yourself if you don't like enjoy like these moments in between and give yourself grace as well. So I definitely agree with that. As far as the podcast, definitely want to continue to interview people who are impacting their lives. I think for the podcast itself, like definitely want to do a live podcast in front of the audience in 2023. And then also like definitely be at the Black Wealth Summit again as well in other conferences like that. So you mentioned Afrotech. That's another area that is a great arena where we have, you know, like-minded individuals in technology and all things digital. And yeah, just, you know, as I said, like, you know, continue to have people who are thought-provoking, encourage, you know, diversity of thought and are helping our community $1 at a time.
You know, it's funny because I was reading my new, I'm into like astrology and numerology. So I was reading my like numerology report today. And one of the things that they mentioned that I should focus on in this year is family and love and relationships. And, you know, it's funny because like prior to that, my only focus has been, you know, my career, you know, my wealth, my financial happiness. But, you know, this year or next, or 2023 rather, you know, I kind of do feel like I need to just reshift energy a little bit. And not that anything happened or, you know, I just don't want to lose or miss out on what's truly and really important. Money is fleeting. It comes and goes. You know, sometimes I have a lot of it. Sometimes I don't have much of it. But, you know, I'll always have family. I'll always have, you know, my kids, my family, you know. They might not always be here physically, but, you know, spiritually, mentally, they're always here. And, you know, and I want to do right by them, whether that's, you know, being an example, whether that's, you know, being helpful, whether that's being a leader, you know, being a mentor, you know, I want to do those things because those things really matter. And, you know, that's my 2023. I just want to focus on that.
Yeah. I love that. You know, I just remember another quote that is in terms of like, you know, your job, it's cool and all, you know, the money is cool and all, but none of that stuff can love you back, right? It's like your family, friends, you know, important people in your lives, you know, the people who can love you back, right? And you, I think you saw the meme or like the post where it's like, you know, the person passed away and they post the job like the next day and stuff like that. And it's just like, oh, on with your career, on with their, you know, person. And, you know, so you know, family's first, right? I definitely agree with that. And I think that's something that I'm also focusing on more, and, you know, connections, building relationships, strengthening relationships, seeing people more. Cause I think me and you, like, I think only we saw each other one time this year, right?
Yeah, that was about Black Whale Summit.
It's like, yo, this is crazy. Tough, yeah, no,
it's tough.
I mean, we get it, but it's still like you make an effort, right? Like to see each other, like, or like just see more people, right? Like, I'm sure like there's cousins who like you may have only saw like once as well. It's like, okay, maybe I should see them another time, like, you know, because same here. Like, I barely saw, you know, my family, and obviously just moving around and stuff like that, and with, you know, buying this home and stuff like that, still got to make the time, right? You still can figure out the time and stuff. And, you know, I think that's a good point, right? Yeah. That's a reminder to everyone listening now, because, you know, you get focused more so much on like this end goal and it's at all costs, but, you know, what will really cost you, right? Like, you know, or, you know, your relationships, as strong as your as you pursue these goals that you have, right? Like, make sure, like, you know, home is good. Make sure, you know, your kids are good. Make sure your wife is good, right? And that's so important. So I appreciate those points. And then one thing for me to just add is, like, I want to give back more. Give, you know, my time, resources, you know, to, like, to people who need, you know, career advice, or people who need building wealth or investing advice, to just giving more my time and resources. I think I'm going to be really focused and intentional on doing that in 2023. So, you know, the family, investing in the family and then investing in others is important thing for me for 2023.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. So, and one of the things, you know, not to be too, I guess, left field with this commentary, but we want to be more consistent with putting out the shows for next year.
Oh, no. Left field. I think that was center field, brother.
Yeah, we promise. Because, I mean, I know.
Yes. So, I was sorry, and it's been very busy. You know, Brown got a promotion. I changed careers. You know, we have kids, school, designations, moves, all this stuff. It's been really busy. And, you know, full transparency, we are going to fix this.
Yes,
and we are going to get more consistent with the podcast, like we were.
Beginning of the year.
Yeah, we were pretty consistent up until like August. Yeah. No, I think August, up until like August. And then we kind of slowed down. But we will be more consistent with it. We gotta figure out, you know, how consistent we're gonna be. So me and Brown will talk about that offline. But just being more transparent with it. We have some amazing people that we are in the process of interviewing, so we're excited to hear those. We'll definitely be active on our social medias and continue to grow this. We thank you for all of the support with this podcast. It's so cool when we run into people who listen to the podcast, people who, you know, I ain't talked to in decades, and they be like, oh yeah, I heard the podcast. So it's always good, right, that people are getting value out of the podcast in these episodes. So if you haven't and you've been missing our new episodes, listen to our old ones. The replay is even better. So listen to
Yeah, and that's another thing. We're gonna be reposting a lot of our old episodes, so on social media. But definitely check it all out. We are on all major podcasting platforms. Check out 30tolifepod.com. Check us out, learn, and I'll see you all. We will see you all next year, which is tomorrow. Well, not gonna see you tomorrow, but yes, Happy New Year,
2023. I mean, yeah, happy New Year to you guys. We love you. Appreciate the support. And we will end the year as we started the year. It's your boy, Mookie.
And your favorite color in the world, brown.
And thank you for tuning in to 30 to Life Podcast. We out.
Peace.